In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. Joyous feast day of our Holy Father Nicholas, the Wonder Worker, Archbishop of Myra and Lycia. St. Nicholas Day. St. Nicholas has not always been connected to the Santa Claus figure that brings gifts on Christmas. That really came as a result about 100, 150 years ago through the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement Moore. And he wrote that and he connected directly the man in the red suit that comes and brings gifts on Christmas Eve. In fact, indeed, in Europe, in Catholic and Protestant Europe, to this day, St. Nicholas Day, this day is celebrated as its own day, distinct and separate from Christmas. And there's a devotion to St. Nicholas as a bishop, and he's dressed as a bishop in the various pageants and parades that take place on St. Nicholas Day in Europe. And of course, he's always been understood in the church as a bishop of the church, a holy father of the faith, and a great intercessor, as we spoke of him last night. And the real association, you could say, of St. Nicholas to the Lord's birth is what happened with him at the First Ecumenical Council in Nicaea, in which he was present and one of the delegates. In that council, he defended the divinity of Christ against the claims of Arius, that he defended, you could say, the nativity of our Lord, the incarnation, that God has united himself to human nature in the person of Jesus Christ, that he is fully divine and fully human. And indeed, St. Nicholas defended the divinity of Christ against Arius with a blow to the face. It's not clear if it was a punch or a slap, but his answer to Arius was bam. And it appears that God blessed that bam, that God blessed that response to Arius's noise, to Arius's blasphemy. Because that night, well, of course, now, as a result of that, St. Nicholas was suspended from the council. You know, he was just as when athletes fight and they speculate on how many games will he be suspended for fighting. Well, St. Nicholas got suspended. But that night, several of the bishops had a vision of St. Nicholas, and with Christ on one hand and the Mother of God on the other hand, one of them handing him the gospel book, the other handing him his episcopal orarium, in a sense reinstating his position in the church as bishop. And so, with the multitude of the other delegates having that dream, they realized it was indeed the will of God for him to be restored, to be reinstated, to be put back in his position. So in a sense, that's more vital than the Santa Claus figure that comes with gifts, in that he stood for the essential meaning. When they talk about the reason for the season and the essential meaning of Christmas, St. Nicholas exactly defended the birth of our Lord, not merely as a human birth, but is indeed as God incarnate, God coming to be born humanly in our midst, and that our salvation, our very salvation, is tied up, is wrapped up in that holy birth, in that holy union of divinity with our humanity, the restoration of our humanity, the elevation, the renewal of the image of God in us through the birth of our Lord, and then all of those who would be connected with him through the life of the church down through the ages, that our nature would be restored and healed. So let us rejoice and be glad in a holy bishop, a holy father of the church, who stood for the truth, who is a standard bearer for the truth, though, as we said, having not really ever written anything, but it was the sort of the punch heard around the world, was sufficient, was a specific letter of intent, a specific letter of truth in the proclamation of the divinity of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us honor the Holy Bishop. He is a great intercessor. Ask for his prayers and intercession, and you will not be disappointed. Through the prayers of our Holy Father Nicholas, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen. Joyous feast day.